This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Most of our staff is working at home now, and today is my first day broadcasting from home. So if I sound slightly different, that's the acoustics of my living room. And if you hear a loud meow, that's our cat, Rowdy. We can't go to concerts for now, and my guest, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, can't do his job, which is conducting two of the world's great music institutions, the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera. But I'm pleased to say he's going to spend some time with us. Last week, after the orchestra learned that it would have to cancel its performances until at least April 11th, the orchestra decided to go ahead with a final performance live-streamed in front of an empty concert hall. Yannick conducted the orchestra in a performance of Beethoven's Fifth and Sixth Symphonies. If you want to watch that performance, it's streaming on the Philadelphia Orchestra website and on YouTube, and thanks to the generosity of the orchestra and in collaboration with WHYY, the full concert will be available to watch on the PBS video app or on WHYY.org beginning tomorrow. Now that the Metropolitan Opera has canceled performances, they're streaming an encore performance of an opera every day on their website, free for everyone. Although Yannick can't conduct the orchestra or the Met right now, he can talk with us about music that he thinks resonates in this moment. Yannick Nezet-Séguin, welcome back to Fresh Air. Thank you for taking the time to do this. How are you?
Well, I consider myself lucky because I'm healthy. Everyone around me is healthy. I am with my family here in Montreal, and I came back here right after my last performance in Philadelphia on last Thursday. And yes, I think, you know, of course, we are living unprecedented times, but relatively speaking, I think we have to count our blessings. And I'm definitely, you know, fit to try and face these new challenges ahead of us.
So I love what the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera and probably a lot of other places are doing too, which is, since you can't perform in front of live audiences, you're making performances available to the public through broadcast or streaming. So let's start by talking about the Philadelphia Orchestra. The last time you conducted it was last Thursday. And what you did was you conducted the orchestra in front of basically an empty hall so that it could be broadcast on the classical music station in Philadelphia and then also televised on Channel 12, the TV sister station of WHYY Radio, where Fresh Air is produced. And so what was it like for you to conduct in front of an empty hall, knowing this wasn't a rehearsal, this was the real thing, even though there was nobody there?
Yeah, this is, of course, this was one of the most memorable for good and not so good reasons, of course, because it's sad circumstances, but yet it became a memorable event and experience for all of us on the stage to perform in front of an empty hall. Now, we're communicators, musicians. That's why we do this. Some of what we do is very lonely because when we study scores or when we practice our instrument, it's one-on-one, you know, not even. It's one and the instrument or the score. But all of this is ultimately to share and to have all of a sudden the component of having an audience, so someone who can react immediately, physically, in the same space as we are, to what we do is really unsettling. And immediately, I think for all the musicians and myself, we realized that we were missing this very important part of what we do. And if there's something that even just a few days without being able to perform for audiences, and also when I talk to audience members, you know, by phone or communicate with them through social media, I think that the live experience, already we miss it, and we hopefully, when this is all over, we can resume our live offering with a renewed sense of how important it is for us all to feel like a community.
So the Philadelphia Orchestra performance of Beethoven last Thursday was streamed live. And so, you know, typically in an audience, people are very quiet because they're listening, and it's considered very rude to talk during a performance. But I think people were, like, chatting via social media during the performance. How does that make you feel, that there's this, like, different way of listening?
I welcome this with open arms. I have to say, this is just showing that being together in one space collectively, like you would normally be in a concert hall, is a way of connecting with your neighbor, even if you're not talking. Because, yes, as you say rightfully, to enjoy music in its best possible way, silence is really more than highly recommended. It's needed. However, if as a collectivity you're not allowed to be physically with a certain community, then the community becomes by a feeling that you're listening with several thousands of people at the same time to the same stream. And therefore, I really understand the impulse of wanting to comment. And by the way, the comments that we got during this live stream were all so beautiful, about the beauty of the music and about how grateful everyone was that this was happening. And some people were more knowledgeable about the pieces, could say, here it comes, my favorite moment. And I find this really interesting. And yes, maybe we're going to learn something through this about how people like to react to music. But for the moment, I just see it as another manifestation of the need to feel part of a community when we share great art together.
Was it acoustically different for you to record in an empty hall?
We know our empty hall by rehearsing in it. So it was interesting to see that even though we were wearing concert dress and in concert mode, we felt the same acoustics at the Kimmel Center at Verizon Hall than what we normally hear when it's a rehearsal. So that was not unsettling. What was unsettling was to finish these pieces and have complete silence.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, of course.
Yeah, that wow, was yeah. very, very unsettling. Mm-hmm. And actually quite moving. For some musicians, it was even, you know, they had tears in their eyes because that there was a feeling of emptiness that was, also challenging in a way. But that all made us realize how much we need the audience to bounce our energy back. And that's something essential for the live experience of music, but music can also live otherwise than just live. So that is, I think there's a lot to reflect, and I think it's going to take us a few months to also understand exactly all those differences between the being live with an audience and knowing that there's an audience, of course, but just not having them as part of the experience immediately physically.
This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to my interview with Yannick Nezet-Séguin, the conductor and music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra and the music director of the Metropolitan Opera. They've both canceled performances for now because of the coronavirus. So you conducted Beethoven's 5th and 6th last Thursday, your last performance with the Philadelphia Orchestra before having to shut down. Did the music have different meaning for you in the moment, and did you invest a different meaning in it?
We always planned these concerts to be the start of a Beethoven cycle. So this is the 250th anniversary of Beethoven, and so his music is celebrated all over the world, and we've been planning this great cycle, full cycle in Philadelphia that was supposed to go also to Carnegie Hall, which all of this, of course, is now canceled. I was personally to also go to Europe next month to perform and record those symphonies by Beethoven with a different orchestra, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Now, this, of course, is still uncertain. So then when this situation happened, we did not change the program. This is what we were rehearsing and planning on playing. And it's, I don't know, I don't want to read signs of any kind, but the opportunity to connect to our audience in such a moment of shock in the world, where all of this is happening and we can't access the concert hall, but having it with Beethoven, who's, you know, whose music is probably the most popular or best known in the symphonic world, and his Fifth Symphony is the representation of destiny and the humankind overcoming its own destiny, and the Pastoral Symphony, which is all about nature and how to reconnect with nature and nature as a provider and a source of inspiration and hope. We honestly could not have chosen a better program for this, but this is what we had to play. And every musician of the orchestra have played these symphonies countless times, and myself included, I've of course conducted these symphonies so often, but there was indeed a sense of reconnecting to the purpose of what Beethoven wanted to tell us through these symphonies. And Beethoven was a very socially engaged composer in his time, was very had great opinions politically, opinions about also how human nature should take charge of their own destiny and responsibility and their own place in the world. He also, because he was suffering from hearing loss as a composer, as we all know, he had to reflect on the struggle and how to live with the disease. So there's a lot in his music that is still so relevant as a society, and that's really, I think, meaningful and rich when we have to celebrate something that brings the world together.
So Beethoven's most famous passage, probably from Beethoven's Fifth, is bum 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 bum. So, like, when you play that Thursday night, you know, a passage that so many people have heard so many times, what did it mean to you?
My own vision of this famous motifs about, you know, famous amongst famous, it's, you know, those four notes, is that it's something that's relentless and breathless, and it's actually Beethoven struggling, and it's Beethoven not knowing where this is all going until he finds the solution some 30 minutes later with the last movement, which is in C major. And this is normally my interpretation of it. And of course, with the circumstances, it became even more relentless, even more breathless. I have to congratulate, of course, all the musicians of the orchestra for being so focused in sharing their emotions that moment, even though there was no audience. And I believe that at that point it was quite clear for all of us that it might be the last notes we played together for some weeks or months. And this definitely helped inform the performance or charge it with, I wouldn't say even so a fresh vision, but more an emotional content that's just different than any normal. But by the way, there should never be a normal. You know, there should never be in music any sense of routine or something that's just the way it has always been for the sake of it. And but this is why we play music, is to get these emotions, which are hard to put in words. We can actually express them and have hopefully some people inspired in a kind of cathartic way by listening to it.
So let's hear that passage from Beethoven's Fifth that we were just talking about. And this is my guest, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra last Thursday night with no audience in front of an empty hall. Thank you. So that was my guest Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra last Thursday before an empty hall because audiences were already banned. I listen to a lot of jazz, and a lot of it dates back to like the 1920s that I listen to, and I think about how that music has endured for decades. When I go to the opera, I think of how some of the operas that I'm seeing have endured for centuries. They've endured through wars and world wars. They've endured through epidemics and through the 1918 flu pandemic. Do you think about that a lot, about how the music that you conduct a lot of new work too, but the earlier work that you conduct, that this is music that has endured and given people like joy and comfort and connection for so long, and it ties us to centuries of people who lived before us and who have endured their suffering too.
This is so well said, Terry. I think, you know, what you just said is exactly why we do what we do. This music is not called classical for nothing. It's because it becomes a classic because we actually connect through our being and our history and our aspirations collectively as a society, but also individually, through these masterpieces, because they have an endless power of regenerating our philosophy or our hope in life. And yes, I do think about this a lot, especially not only that they have endured these terrible moments in life, but I think this is where precisely that art has been able to give comfort, to give hope, to give guidance, to give a moment to breathe, something to think, and now is no exception. I think this is where, and it feels strange because we can't give it live, but it's not the first time in history that also live performances are not possible. So we have this advantage to actually be able to share differently. And now what I see, what I'm seeing all over the world happening, and definitely this is what we are doing in Philadelphia, in Montreal, and New York, is several initiatives about what can we do even from our living room to bring it to the people, what the musicians can do as chamber music, just a very small group in the living room, or some Q&As, some lessons online, some gatherings that are that keep the connection and the communication, because that is the key.
Yannick, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. I wish you well. Please stay well, and your family. I hope your family stays well, your friends, the orchestra members, the members of the Met, your whole musical family. Thank you so much for your time and for your music.
Thank you, Terry. It's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. And I also wish you health and also your families and loved ones. But very appreciative that you also take the time to bring this content to the people.
Yannick Nezet-Séguin is the conductor and music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra and the music director of the Metropolitan Opera. Now that concert halls are shut down because of the virus, the Met is streaming encore performances of its operas on its website with a new opera every day, free to everyone. You can also watch the Philadelphia Orchestra's performance of Beethoven's 5th and 6th symphonies that was live-streamed before an empty concert hall after learning they'd have to cancel performances. You can watch that on the Philadelphia Orchestra website or YouTube. And thanks to the generosity of the orchestra and in collaboration with WHYY, the concert will be available to watch on the PBS video app and on WHYY.org beginning tomorrow. Saturday night, viewers in the Philadelphia area can watch it on WHYY TV.